havoc.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Tag Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. This is Miles stepping out into the light. How you doing?
Stepping out in the light. What's that?
Into the light.
Oh, okay.
Into the light.
Who sang that?
Joe Jackson.
Joe. Oh, that's right. Joe Jackson.
Dressed in pink and blue just like a child.
He did something with the funny papers or something. Gonna see you in the funny papers. That's Joe Jackson, I think.
Is that another
right?
song?
Yeah, it's another song. Different song.
I'm
that's
just saying
I
this.
Remember, that's all.
So our greatest fan, Scott, could enjoy my voice.
Yeah, he never has responded to me on that question. I didn't quite understand what he meant by getting used to your voice. I didn't know what that meant.
We have this long-time listener named Scott. And,
you shouldn't say long time. I mean, he's a number one fan, really. I mean, come on.
Well, I wasn't putting him down. Can I just say he's a long-time listener? What does that mean, you know?
You sound like, freaking Rush Limbaugh, you know. Hey, Rush, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, yeah, so.
I was thinking we need to get a hold of him, you know. We haven't talked to him for a while, so.
Well, he may not like my voice. I can talk like this. Hello, Scott.
Hello,
I'm your dad. I'm your father.
Scott, can we you?
Now he's going to be all embarrassed because, he's going to be like, quit saying his name over and over.
They give me some backhanded compliment. I don't know what it was, man. What?
Well, yeah, it startled me as well. I never really thought about it, but I guess for the first, 6 years or 5.5 years, you just heard you over the phone, kind of like Charlie from Charlie's Angels, you know? Hello, angels! There you
go. I'm sitting here naked.
Hey, I'm getting a Hummer. I'm Charlie.
From Bosley.
You think you're good looking? You should see the three chicks I got sucking on my cock.
Oh, boy.
That was the part of Charlie's Angels that never showed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I never really thought about it until
so
he wrote.
So, this is my voice. So, hey, I'm here.
What? Sounds like every other voice I hear with a person that's got a big, fat, pulpy nose.
Thank you.
You know, big schnoz.
What am I, Carl Malden? Christ.
Just about. You're Carl Malden without the acting ability. That guy's a good actor, you know.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. So.
That's my burp.
Yeah, that was nice. Scott. Very nice.
Burp. The old bird.
But, we heard from Baker. That was nice.
Yeah.
Trying to think of what else has happened.
Keep listening, man. Keep it real. Come on.
Yeah, nothing else as far as I can tell.
Keep it real.
As far as I can remember.
No. We have a movie review thing now.
Yeah, I guess I should talk about that. We should, pimp that.
Yeah, pimp it out a little.
Miles had an idea to do this, and then he, of course, failed to follow through, and so I started it at staticradioreviews.blogspot.com, and I put up this silly review, and then, of course, the next week, I shamed him into probably writing more than he had since, the second grade. in a week at least.
Yeah.
And so there you have it. You can go read the... I put as our little tagline, we review so you don't have to, which doesn't make any sense, but I thought it was funny.
No, it's good.
It's kind of like now more than ever, the NBC thing.
Right.
So, yeah, we got that going on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's big news in the world out there, so...
Check that out.
Check it out.
Our videos are climbing. Everyone's watching our videos on YouTube.com. That's cool.
Yeah, that's true. Got the YouTube.
900 hits. 900 people can't be wrong, man. Come on.
No, I wish it was 10,000 or something like that.
Well, I'll take 900, man. Come on.
Yeah, well, you would. You would take 900.
I will. I'll take them all.
Yep. Well, this week was kind of slow for me, but I had a couple things happen. We went out to eat with my father-in-law, who's always good for a story.
Oh, boy.
But this time it was his girlfriend who kind of gave me the the shock. I don't know. So we're sitting eating, all of us, and we're kind of at a table, like a regular table, not a booth or anything like that.
At a restaurant.
At a restaurant. So I'm kind of at one end,
mm-hmm.
Flanked by my son and my father-in-law's girlfriend. And, you know, we can't really talk to people at the other end of the table very easily.
Mm-hmm.
Although my father-in-law had a really funny story, which I wish would have happened to me, but it happened to him, but it was still funny as hell. He said he was at Walmart getting dog food.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's laughing. It's so funny. The imagery is good. I don't know if it's going to come across because it didn't happen to me, so I'm kind of third hand here. And he's reaching down to get this dog food, he said, and he starts pulling it out, and he turns his head, and there's this midget guy staring at him, like, right there. He said he was like, you know, one of the lollipop kids or something. From he was really old midget. And he's like, giving him the look like, can't you hurry up? And it just scared the shit out of him.
I'm in phantasm.
That's right. Anyway, he was in the middle of this restaurant telling the story, and I'm sure everybody heard. And then there was this goddamn midget staring at me. And he was old.
Hey, Dr. Shrinker.
That's right. Hey! So, that was funny, but that's not really the point. So between telling my son to get in his chair and sit down on his mm-hmm. butt, I was having a little conversation with his girlfriend.
Sure.
And I should say between my son stealing forks, which my wife found a fork in her purse that my son evidently put there. I don't know what the deal was with that.
Yeah.
I go, she's got some kids, you know, from a previous relationship, as they like to say in the tabloids. Mm-hmm. And I go, so how are your kids, right?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, I thought it was an innocent enough kind of question. I know mm-hmm. them. I've met them and so forth.
Right.
So she proceeds to tell me one of them's doing real well, right?
Right.
All normal conversational stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one, she goes, well, he kind of got into some trouble with the police.
Ooh,
and then proceeded to tell me that he got some kind of domestic battery charge brought against him.
Oh, no.
So at that point, I'm like way in over my head. I didn't really care, you know,
yeah,
to hear about all that, to be honest with you.
He's trading crack for sex.
Yeah, so I don't know. I got all the details. I won't go into them for you. But the shocker was, you know, this poor guy gets hauled in or something. It's like for beating up his girlfriend or something. I don't know what was going on.
Bring in the angry midget.
Yeah, that's right. Where's that dog food midget guy? I got to see that again.
I'll kick your ass.
You going to get that old Roy or am I going to have to get it for you? Come on, Pops.
Yeah.
I ain't got all day.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
So, yeah, so I thought it was just going to be kind of like a throwaway kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, right.
I'm just waiting for dinner.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Trying to pass some time while my kid's stealing forks.
Oh.
Excuse me.
Look at our son stole the tip that I put down,
that's
honey.
Right. Look at that.
Look at that.
I trained him
to
do that.
Yes.
No, he did steal the fork. My wife, the next day, goes in, reaches in her purse, and pulls out this fork. She's trying to figure out where it came from. So he was, like, under the table goofing around, so I guess he put it in there. Who knows? Or maybe she's covering. I don't know. Maybe she's covering for something.
Maybe your wife has a problem.
I'm like, well, why the hell didn't he steal a couple of rolls? I really could go for a roll. We need a new pepper shaker.
He couldn't reach Daddy's belly.
Bastard. So between all that and I'm coaching basketball again, and some girl told me, one of the little girl players told me I stunk. And I said, well, what do I stink like? And she said, broccoli. And I'm like, well, what the heck are you talking about?
You smell like onion rings.
Yeah. I would have, that would have made sense. I've never even ate broccoli. Well, actually, I have.
You smell like asparagus.
Yeah, so that was a weird, it was a weird weekend, I guess.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird. It went from innocent to corrupt.
Right, so be forewarned.
Yeah.
You know, people will just tell you. You know, if the roles were reversed, and like say my children were older, you know.
Right.
Well, little Jimmy turned out to be a terrorist. Who knew? I sure didn't. You know, something like that.
Right.
I wouldn't say a word. Are you kidding? I wouldn't say nothing.
My kids are doing great.
Exactly. I'd be like, oh, they're all right.
They're in college. Yep.
They're good.
They're great.
That's about all I'd probably say, you know.
He's got a domestic violence thing.
Yeah, well, you know.
Oh.
Other than the pervasive homosexuality.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm just saying. What's up with you?
Why my wife does this, I don't know, but she sets me up on a date with one of her friends. You know,
what?
I just don't I don't. No, like her best friend Desiree is invited my kids out to like this birthday party thing today.
Right.
And she's like, well, we're gonna go see a movie and then we're gonna go have some pizza. Right.
You are.
Well, I was hoping my wife would do this because I, you know, like, well, I don't really want to.
Right.
My wife's like, no, I've got, you know, some womanly issues here. I can't, you know.
What?
I don't know. She couldn't do it. I don't know. She had some issues. She's
I can't
like,
go.
I can't. You go with Desiree and the boys. I was like, oh, well.
No, I swear.
So I go, and I don't even know what we're going to go see, and it's like, we're going to go see this Glory Road.
I don't know what that is.
It's a basketball movie. I don't know.
Why the hell would you take your kids to see that?
I don't know. I wasn't my choice. I was like, oh, okay. Because my kids wanted to see that stupid movie with the lady with the bad teeth. What was that?
Oh, yeah. Nana
whatever.
Something or another.
Yeah, whatever the hell. I'm like, no, we're not seeing that. We're seeing some
basketball
movie.
And then Desiree goes, psst, we're going to sneak over and see Inside Deep Throat next door.
You know, we go to the most uptight theater, and I think the people that work at the theater must have been told, like, you know, keep a serious thing going. Because I was joking that we were going to go see Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't it be funny if we're bringing all these kids to go see Brokeback Mountain?
Hey, kids.
And I cannot
you like cowboy movies, don't you? Hey, what kind of cowboy movie you got here?
I cannot get anyone at this theater to crack a smile when I say this. They're like,
they probably got
like,
the, you know, I'm surprised it's still playing up there, to be honest
with you. It is. And I thought, wouldn't it be funny if I was bringing it like six little boys to go watch Brokeback Mountain, you know? And everyone's like, just like dead serious, like, you know, does not compute.
What do you guys give away for this movie? You got hats or something?
Yeah, I'm like, you know, these
condoms. What the hell are you giving away condoms at a movie for?
The kids want to see this silly cowboy movie, so I guess we're going to go see it. I don't know.
Said that was gay. I guess that means fun, kind of like Fred Flintstone, right?
So I go to see this basketball movie. We did not see Brokeback Mountain with the kids.
Oh, darn. You should have done that. That would have been funny.
We've got like six boys with us all about third grade.
Yeah.
So now Desiree's sitting next to me. And my wife has warned me that she doesn't, Desiree doesn't have the attention span of anybody to sit through a movie.
Of
so
a third grader.
Like, yeah, basically the first third of the movie she talks through it, you know.
Yeah, oh, that's nice.
All right, okay, all
that's right. That's nice for everybody else around you there.
Yeah, you know, it's all these, like, older people, like, you know, almost retirement age people watching this movie and
this isn't going to end in one of those jokes about the popcorn and the hole in the bottom of it.
Oh,
it?
I was thinking that. I thought that'd be funny. God, that'd have been funny if I would have done that. No, but now, you know, when you go to the theater sometimes they send out, like, one of the people that work there to kind of check things out.
Right.
Well, it's like, this is a long movie. It's like a two-hour movie. And about an hour and 40 minutes into it, they finally send somebody out to go check things out.
Okay.
I'm thinking, what's the point, first of all?
They're looking for people taping the movie.
I guess. You know, it's like some old guy.
Big pirated movie, Glory Road.
So I'm like, hey, Desiree, lean over and act like you're giving me head. You know? I go, it'd be funny. I was hoping she'd do it, you know, because it's like, it was like this really old guy, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
I go, wouldn't it have been funny, you know, like, you know, like, you know, she's doing a Slurpee or something, you know. Right.
You're funny.
And it'd been all right because, like, the kids are all seated in front of us.
You're so transparent. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah, wouldn't that be funny if I did this and then this happened? And...
Yeah.
Well, it's funny when she goes, what if people think these are all our kids?
Like the Brady Bunch.
I'm like, yeah, we must screw like rabbits.
Oh my gosh.
I go, why don't you climb on? We'll make another, you know.
Oh, listen to you.
Transparent.
Climb on, yeah. Climb on, I hear you.
So the movie gets over. We leave. Everyone takes a piss, you know.
Yeah, that's nice.
We go to have pizza. And I got a chance to yell at someone else's kid for once, which always is nice, right?
Whoa, what were they doing? Did you guys go to Happy Joe's? You ever heard of
Happy
Joe's?
No, we did not go to Happy Joe's. Thank God, no, we didn't go to Happy Joe's.
I just was curious.
No, this one kid is, like, giving my kid shit about touching the pizza with his fingers. He's like, ew, gross. You're getting germs on my pizza.
Just don't let Desiree touch it, for Christ's sake. You get germs from 27 other people.
Yeah, no shit, right? Now, when I took a piss with my kids, I know that me and my kids washed our hands, and I got a feeling this kid didn't.
Oh, nice.
So I turned to the kid. I go, hey, when we took a piss back there, we washed our hands. Did you? This kid wouldn't even look at me after that.
Hey, did you take a piss?
He wouldn't freaking look at me.
Can't believe you're shaking down a kid about pissing. You're so...
I know. It's like I couldn't stand up to the mean lady at Walmart three weeks ago. I didn't have the balls to confront her, but some little third grader, I've got the balls to attack. And hey, man.
Hey.
You'll freaking kick your ass.
Third grade, numbskull.
No, but, you know, the kid's all worried about germs. I go, yeah, didn't you just take a piss about 10 minutes ago?
Not my own germs, you asshole.
Yeah, you got pecker juice all over the frickin' pizza. I can see that, you jackass.
You sure you didn't go see Brokeback Mountain?
Yeah. You know, no one at the theater would even laugh. Man, that was a funny thing. Wouldn't that be funny? Like, some guy brings in six kids to go watch Brokeback Mountain.
Is Kenny Rogers in this one?
Isn't it a Clint Eastwood movie, or what is it?
Isn't this that one with Burt Reynolds, Kenny Rogers, and Clint Eastwood?
Sally Field, she's in it too.
I heard this is the new Smokey and the Bandit. Didn't Jerry Reed sing the theme song for this one?
The good guys are going to get it in the end. Let me tell you.
Oh, jeez Louise.
So, maybe we should have watched it. I don't know.
That's funny.
But Glory Road, good movie. Go see it.
You have to write a review. You should tell them to go read your review at the other thing.
I will. I'm not going to write it tonight.
Oh, please. What are you doing?
I ate a lot of pizza and popcorn. Come on. Jesus,
I'm bloated.
Christ. I weigh 300 pounds. Jesus Christ. You know, get over it, man. I eat.
I got to take a big crap.
Yeah. I'll call it Bob when I'm
done. If I could afford it, I have a laptop so I could type on the shitter.
Yeah.
I've typed out this review while loosening
my
innards.
Mm-mm-mm.
So, good review, huh?
Yeah, it was fine, yeah.
Or were you not paying attention? Were you too busy trying to use your x-ray specs or something?
Was it Glory Road or Glory Hole? You know what I'm saying? I don't know where.
There you go.
I don't know.
Desiree, you can. There's some more popcorn at the bottom if you want.
What movie was it? Diner or something, I think?
Yeah. There's some crumbs. You might need to use your tongue down there at the bottom of the...
Yeah.
Down, yeah, right there.
That'd be funny, like, this Barney Fife guys walk around with a flashlight.
Oh, hey there,
over.
You youngsters.
Like, oh, my...
Who are these children with?
Basketball movies get me excited. I
Well, evidently from your Martin Lawrence rebound review that
I like basketball movies. I'm a sucker for basketball movies, yeah.
Well, somebody is.
Yeah.